sixth principle is called connect to your divinity with unconditional love. And the affirmation for this is, I express the energy of unconditional love to all people and all things in my life. Connect to your divinity with unconditional love. The emphasis is on the un. There are no conditions. That the force that we're speaking about here in this program is the force of love. Another word for God is love. Another word for this divine energy, this universal intelligence, is love. Love is the glue that holds everything together. It's the energy within every cell that allows it to stay in place. If you take an electron microscope and you artificially begin to manipulate the electrons inside of an atom, and you align a certain number of them, when you reach a certain critical mass number, one-third, one-tenth, whatever that number might be, all of a sudden, all the rest of those electrons within that atom automatically align. They just line up with each other. That force, when you reach a critical mass within an electron, within a subatomic particle, within a molecule, within an atom, within each and every one of us, is this force that Pierre Teilhard de Chardin of Chardin said is the glue that holds everything together in the universe. And being able to do your manifesting requires this kind of commitment to this. I think the most beautiful passage in the entire New Testament is Corinthians 13. I'd like to share it with you. It's something that I read every day. I use it in my talks most of the time. And it really is reflective of how important this principle is. It says these words, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears." When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. It seemed to me, as I was writing Manifest Your Destiny and as I was preparing myself for this program, that it would be impossible to not include the necessity of experiencing unconditional love, even if you just did it for a day, in order to be able to understand its relationship to manifesting. You see, the force that is universal, the force that is divine, the force that we call universal intelligence, the God force that is in all things, is love, which means that you, when you remove yourself from love, remove yourself from the God force, from God, from this divine energy. So that thoughts that you have that take you away from love, thoughts of judgment, remember, it does not judge. It does not keep record of wrongs. It bears no anger, no hatred. This is a very tough thing for those of us who are rooted in the physical domain. To begin to practice this idea of living unconditional love in our lives. It requires removing judgment from ourselves. The thing that is the source of most difficulties in most relationships is this statement that if only you were more like me, then we would be getting along a whole lot better right now. See, if what you think about is what expands, and what you're thinking about is what's missing or what's wrong or what you don't like or what is evil or what is bad in another person, then the relationship has to take that tack, that road, that path. It has to. Because what you think about is what expands. As you think, so shall you be. If you're thinking about what you don't like, then what you don't like is what will expand. So it really requires, if you want to be able to manifest love in your life, or loving relationships in your life, or peace in your life, you have to shift your thoughts to unconditional love. Even when people are behaving in ways toward us that we find offensive,